And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 7th of September, 2009. It's the birthday of novelist Jennifer Egan, born in Chicago, 1962, author of The Keep, a bestseller in 2006, and Look at Me in 2001, which begins, "After the accident, I became less visible. I don't mean in the obvious sense that I went to fewer parties and retreated from general view, or not just that. I mean that after the accident, I became more difficult to see." Jennifer Egan, born in Chicago, moved to San Francisco, grew up there, went to high school, worked at a candy shop on Haight Street, went to college on the East Coast, and then settled in New York City, where she's lived for 2 decades. She said, "Certain books are easier to fit into New York life. I find it very hard to read Henry James here. There's something about the multiple clauses, the almost archaeological quality of his observations that requires really full attention." Jennifer Egan, who writes her fiction using pen and paper, tried for a while to write fiction on the computer, but she said, "There came a point when I realized my fiction written on a computer was inferior to what I was writing by hand. The choices I made on a screen were always wrong, and I would have to fix them by hand. It wasn't a time-saving measure, but a time-wasting measure, because it required another step." Started writing her novel Look at Me in the mid-90s, a satire on American culture set in the near future, involving Silicon Valley innovations and pretend TV shows where people were monitored 24 hours a day. This was before reality TV. And she invented an Arabic-speaking would-be terrorist who snuck in to live in the Midwest to plot the demise of the United States. She had finished the book long before it appeared in bookstores, but it came into bookstores the week of 9/11/2001. It was a finalist for the National Book Award that year, but Egan was worried that people would forget the novel was written long before 9/11. It was not her response to 9/11. And she set her next novel, The Keep, at a medieval castle in Eastern Europe, as far away from 9/11 as she could. She's also written long-format journalism, many articles for the New York Times Magazine, including The Bipolar Puzzle a year ago. Her next novel, A Visit from the Goon Squad, will be published in summer 2010. Here's a poem for today by Naomi Raplansky, entitled An Inheritance. $5, $4, $3, $2, one and none, and what do we do? This is the worry that never got said, but ran so often in my mother's head, and showed so plain in my father's frown, that to us kids it drifted down. It drifted down like soot, like snow, in the dream-tossed Bronx in the long ago. I shook it off with a shake of the head. I bounced my ball. I ate warm bread. I skated down the steepest hill. But I must have listened against my will. When the wind blows wrong, I can hear it today. Then my mother's worry stops all play. And as if in its rightful place, my father's frown divides my face. $5, $4, $3, $2, one and none, and what do we do? An Inheritance, poem by Naomi Raplansky. From her collection The Dangerous World, New and Selected Poems, 1934 to 1994, published by Another Chicago Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most, people are talking about poetry, books, and writing at gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.